The Winter Olympics in Vancouver officially start tonight, but the Games got off to a terrible start even before the opening ceremony got underway. There was a fatal accident at the Whistler Sliding Center. An athlete training for the luge competition was killed. His name is Nodar Kumaratashvili, and he was 21 years old. The world's Katie Clark has been following Olympic preparations today. Katie, certainly not the kind of news anybody wanted as the Olympics get underway. What happened exactly?
Well, Kumaratashvili, who was part of the Georgian delegation, lost control of his sled near the finish line. He went over the track wall and struck an unpadded steel pole. They tried to revive him on site, then rushed him to a hospital where he was reported to have died. And IOC President Jacques Roga said today, issuing a statement saying that the death clearly casts a shadow over these games.
Now, apparently other athletes have expressed concerns about the safety of the Whistler Sliding Center. That's where the luge and other similar competitions are due to take place. Yesterday, in fact, an Australian woman luger almost lost control in training at that track and said, "To what extent are we little lemmings that they just throw down the track?" Katie, just how dangerous is this track?
The track at Whistler has a reputation as one of the fastest and most dangerous in the world. In recent weeks, several teams have raised concerns about it, and these guys aren't afraid of speed, so they're not being wimps about all of this stuff. And there have been claims that the athletes haven't had enough time to train on this track, and that can also increase the risk of injuries.
Awful news indeed. Presumably the games will go on, but let's move on to some other stuff here in Vancouver. Before the crash, the big worry was the weather. What's the forecast now? What else are people talking about there?
Rain in the forecast through next week, so fans, spectators, and athletes who are not competing advised to bring their umbrellas along with them. I mean, not that unusual for that area, but when you're hosting the Winter Olympics and you have to truck in snow, it's a little bit strange. The Canadians are also doing their best to give visitors a big Canadian and welcome, and they're aiming to take advantage of being the hometown favorites by shooting for a record number of medals.
Katie, what else should we be looking for on the eve of these Winter Games?
Well, there's going to be a bunch of African athletes competing, which is very interesting. Not medaling, likely, though. And look for Iran's first female athlete at these games. She's an alpine skier. Pakistan's also making its alpine skiing debut in Vancouver.
We'll leave it there. The world's Katie Clark. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.